Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments, Thursday, Monday, July 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a half a cent at 334 and a half. November beans up a half at 899 and three quarters. September wheat down 11 and three quarter cents at 527 and three quarters. Surprised about the wheat. The dollar looks to close 78 ticks lower here at 93.62. These are the lowest prices that we've seen in, I think, close to 2 years anyway on the dollar. I would think we would start to see some pickup in export activity over time here. If we can get it down to 92 cents, take that out, go down to 90 to 89, it would certainly be a pretty big boost for our markets out here. But the metals continue to shine here. Gold up a new historic high, up $34. Silver's up $1.60 an ounce here today. It's nowhere near contract highs. Contract highs are back 1980. We were at $51, $52, $53, somewhere around in there. But certainly contract highs in this silver. Not sure that it won't take a little breather here, but it's been incredibly between the dollar and the metals. It continues to make me think that inflation is out here and that we could see an inflationary trend where people start to buy what's cheap, which are the grains. And I think we've got a, you know, potential upside potential. We've got one short, 190 contracts, 190,000 contracts of corn. They're short probably 30 meal in here, 30,000 contracts a meal. So I still think there's some upside possibilities out here. But the bottom line is that the weather has been pretty good. Yields probably moving a little higher despite some of the heat we've seen in the last few days. We'll see what the crop ratings are tonight. Export inspections came out pretty good. Corn, 797. Wheat, 544. Beans a little light at 473. Well, you know, hopefully the wheat can come back tomorrow. I'm not sure why the wheat broke. Maybe the weather improved in Russia. I haven't seen any Russian weather reports. But Australia is still having issues. Flooding in China is still having issues. And the lower dollar should be offsetting some of that. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.